I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Hurricane Milton made landfall Wednesday night along Florida's west coast with maximum sustained winds of 205 kilometers an hour. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said Thursday that Hurricane Milton was a significant storm, but not the quote-unquote worst-case scenario. Officials do not yet have a total death toll. VOA's Richard Green has more.
The hurricane's strong winds and heavy rains triggered high levels of water that flowed from the Gulf Coast into low-lying areas of the cities of Tampa, St. Petersburg, Sarasota, and Fort Myers. Milton also spawned at least two dozen tornadoes that crisscrossed the state well before the hurricane made landfall. Authorities say at least 2 million residents were left without electricity. The National Hurricane Center downgraded Milton to a Category 1 storm early Thursday morning as it made its way across central Florida. Richard Green, VOA News.
Palestinian medical officials say an Israeli strike on a shelter in the Gaza Strip killed at least 27 people on Thursday, with the toll likely to rise. Israel says it was targeting militants. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
The Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital, where the bodies were brought, confirmed the toll from the strike in the central town. It said several other people were wounded. An Associated Press reporter saw ambulances streaming into the hospital and counted the bodies, many of which arrived in pieces. Witnesses said the strike targeted a makeshift post of the Hamas-run police inside the shelter. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
According to the United Nations, Israeli troops opened fire at three positions held by UN peacekeepers in southern Lebanon on Thursday. Two UN peacekeepers were injured as a result of falling after Israeli tanks fired at the watchtower at the peacekeepers' main base in Nakoura. UNIFIL had objected to Israeli military vehicles and troops positioning themselves in immediate proximity to UN positions. This is VOA News. Leaders of the 10-member Association of